Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
Indire thematic podcasts.
Station Endlos, Jazzkollektiv, oh, Tanzbarpalette, Turm, Peisnitzhaus, Charles Bronson, das Hühner Manhattan,
Nadja Schmidt,
but also Lila Drachen, or a DJ-Kollektiv called Diggity and Unerhört, Querbass, they're doing drum and bass. So it's very mixed.
Nadja Schmidt is coordinator of the IG Music Network in Halle, Germany. She tells us more about that network and its goals.
So this network is about all people in Halle which are doing or organizing music events. So it's not about the musicians, it's about the organizing people. So kind of clubs. For example, we want to stay together in front of the offices from Halle, from the city, the administration of Halle. So we are staying together in front of the administration, the management of the city, and especially there are some people, they want to help to do a lot of culture in Halle, and you have other people, they don't want to give much money, for example. It's not all about being in the right ring or the left ring. I think some of them are not very into culture or cultural events, especially of the socio-cultural scene. So the free scene, the alternative scene, they just going into a theater or they're going into the opera, but they are not going in the club. So it's not their life. And so they don't have this in their mind very much. So we want to be visible. I think that's the main point. We want to be visible and we want to stand for our rights and for a better situation of doing music events, club events, events in the evening especially. All of the people in our network are very hard workers. They're doing so much, a lot of time for not much money. So they're doing it for by their heart, because they love what they are doing. We are about 20 collectives right now, and that's a lot in Halle. So we are up to 250,000 people in Halle, and in our network we have a lot of associations. So it's a kind of special, a legal form. So kind of this, they are doing concerts, DJ evenings, and we have also clubs in our network. So like typical evening clubs where you can go to dancing. And also we have free DJ collectives in our network. So I think it's... yeah, it's very open to everyone who's doing music events. Yeah, we have a lot of cultural stuff here. And especially in the free music scene, we have a lot. But we have to save this, especially in comparison to the corona pandemic. So I think right now they have money. It's okay. They have a lot of support. So financial support from Germany, from the politics, called Neustart Kultur. And so you can get a lot of money to save your club, for example. But if they will stop this support, this financial support, I think this will be very hard. So if we will have a new wave of Corona in autumn, I'm a bit scared. So we will need this financial support over a longer time right now. The cultural scene was kind of dead. But also they really, really try to do something. They're doing a lot of streams. So maybe it wasn't dead, but it was not like the normal way to go on a party, for example. The music scene were very, very creative to work with the situation. And so I were very, very impressed too. They're not just sitting in their flats and saying, oh my God, okay, everything's shitty. They say, okay, what can we do right now? And I think that's very typical for people who are working in culture scene. They are very good. They are kind of living artists, you know. They can handle a lot of situations. And that's very interesting, I think. So they did very well, but also feeling not well.
Do you think these cultural structures in the artists, perhaps it's difficult for them to reopen and to play again because they are affected by the corona?
The first time it was like this, that's true. Especially the clubs said that they don't have a lot of publicum, a lot of people in the club. I think the people were very carefully. So they're not sure if they want to go in the club. And I think if you have 2 years of just going on a walk outside with your friends or just sitting in the park, you need some month to come again in this party life. That's my opinion. But I think now it's better. I think maybe it's kind of normal again right now. And now the clubs are doing just their typical things. But we will see what's happening in autumn. Everything can be different then and difficult again.
According to you, why is this nightlife a lifeline for some people?
Huh. Good question. I think it's a point where you can meet and where you can share your emotions and where you can just open your mind, maybe. People need party and something else against their everyday life. And a lot of them really like music, I have to say too. So you go, I think it's a hobby. For a lot of people, it's a hobby where they can meet their friends, where they can just have other experience. I think, yeah, for a lot of people, I think it's exactly this. Especially for me, I'm not sure. I think I have to have a very good feeling in a club I really like, or in a place I really like to be completely completely me. Yeah, but I think for a lot of people there, they really need this, and they can be their themselves there. That's true.
Last July, the IG Music Collective organized an event in the streets of Halle called the Klang Caravan.
The Klang Caravan. I think it was the first big event of our network, and we are working together with, I'm not sure, I think maybe 8 collectives to do street parade. So Klang Caravan was a street parade. So we presented our network, and we've been very, very loud, I think. But that was the plan. We wanted to show that we have a very big and very powerful music scene in Halle. And I think we did it. We got it. I'm not sure if every neighbor of the streets we have been really liked it. But that's okay. And I think it was, maybe it was a call, a wake up after Corona too. So we say, okay, we are here again. Or maybe we never been gone. We're just here for you, and we are doing your fun. We help you to have fun, to have music, to have great concerts, great events on the evening or on the day in our whole city. And I think it was the plan to come together as a network, but also as the whole free music cultural scene in Halle. We had also a lot of acts there. I mean, so DJs and a freestyle rapper or songwriter. And I think it was a good event. The network want to do this next year again, so we will try to do this again. I think there was about 500 people. The papers, the news tell us. That's the special thing. So the music cultural scene in Halle is very, very diverse. So we have a lot of things for children, for parents, but also for students or for people, I think, between 18 and, I don't know, 40. So they don't have, for example, they don't have children or going by with their friends. And I really like this. And I think that's an interesting point. And maybe the politic in Halle have to see this, that it's very, very diverse. And we are doing a lot of things for this city. We make the city very more attractive than it would be without us. City council president, so the highest person of the city came, and she's also from the political party Die Linke, so she's very left wing, and they after this parade, she wrote us, and we had a very nice conversation with her and another one of her party. And we just told her what are our interests and had a very nice talk. And I'm very glad to have her on our side. And that was, for me especially, a very, very happy point, which results from this parade. So it's very important that a lot of parties in the city are on our side. And so I'm very happy that she is.
What about the University of Halle?
We are in contact with the Stura, so the representation, the agency of the students. And yeah, but we are not doing an event together, or we not did until yet. But I think they're open-minded for us, or open for our ideas. They helped us with, for example, it was a demonstration, you know, it was a political demonstration, and we needed some marker for the people who guides the trucks. So there are a lot of helping people, you know, and they also have something on the arm. So they have had a marking on the arm that there are helpers.
What part should play medias in that struggle for free culture in Halle? Maybe what can do Radio Corax, for instance?
Oh, I think right now they're doing a lot for us. So they're playing music.
Yes.
And they are very open for a lot of interviews. I think I did 3 interviews there until yet. Right now they have a very long history in Halle, and they have a big influence in Halle. So they are big players. And so it's interesting to work with them together.
And what about something like, I mean, a network to support a female artist or female people working in culture?
Yeah, that's difficult. I can see that there are a lot of women in the music cultural scene, but in special positions. So I think we have 6 clubs in Halle, and you have just one female club owner. So all of the other clubs are owned by men. And that's very interesting, I think. And that's not good. I would prefer something else, so maybe 50-50. And we can see this in the musician scene also. And for example, I'm doing a jam session every first and third Thursday in month. And there you have a lot of female singers, or maybe also female saxophonists, but you don't have many, maybe drummer or bassist, bass player, or guitar player. They are most of the time male persons. And I hope that we can do something that will change in more equality. While our Klangkarawane, we tried, but it was not this easy. For example, the freestyle rapper crew, they came with, I think, 6 men. And we also have a female freestyle rap crew in Halle, but they didn't have time. So it's when we're doing some cooperation events from the network, we are very up to have 50-50. For example, in September, we have the next cooperation network event. And there we have 50-50, I think. On the DJ side, on the band side, I'm not sure. We're trying right now. So it's very hard.
And now the playlist.
We have a nice brass band right now in Halle. They call it Frohe Zukunft, like a hopeful future or happy future. Frohe Zukunft. We have also DJs like from the Querbass crew I told before. They're doing drum and bass. We have techno and I think house from the Unerhört Kollektiv. We have, for example, Mila Stern in the Station Endlos. And we have also a lot of singer-songwriter here. On the Klangkarawane played Ruben, but I'm not sure if he's present on the internet. So we also have a lot of small, special acts and songwriters here. Oh, we also have a lot of metal and alternative rock bands, I think. So rock, I think it's a very, very big part, music field sector. So there's a lot. I think you have to come to Halle to hear this.
Thank you, Nadia Schmidt and Louise Grundmann, Radio Korax.
Radio Muse. Indire.
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe program of the European Union.
Indire thematic podcasts.